in the guidance of Jahnava Devi. Srila Shyamananda Prabhu, Narottam Thakur, Srinivas Acharya, and all the prominence Vaishnav Acharya were there. Narottam Thakur sang this kirtan on that occasion, that the Prabhus, the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who brought this Krishna Prem from Golok Vrindavan, this I didn't come here. Where they are now? After going so many Kali Yuga, Satya Yuga, Dwapar, Treta, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought this praying through kirtan. But now I am not seeing any one of them here. Only Jahnava Devi is there. Advaita Acharya, who called Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Krishna, and Krishna came in the shape of Chaitanya Prabhu, having the beauty and mode of Krishna, and he brought the Golok Premdhan here and sprinkled to all, even to animals, creepers, trees, those who came in front of him, he sprinkled all, gave and all. So now where is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? We are not seeing here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are not seeing Advaita Acharya. Where is Sarup Damodar? Where is Rupa Raghunath? Where is Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami? Where Bhatta Ju? Raghunatha Bhatta and
Gopal Bhatta.
Gopal Bhatta. And Raghunath Das Goswami, Jiva Goswami, where they are? They have left this planet and now everywhere is darkness has come. No light at all. How I can keep my life now? I am more than a pathar,
stone,
and iron, more than Vajra, lightning,
thunderbolt.
That is why I am not going to die. I must die. But I cannot die. Where are now the all the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Why he could not took my birth in the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Haridas Thakur, Advaita Acharya, Sarup Damodar? Why I could not went in Puri in their association? Now my life is useless. So I don't want to be alive here. But anyhow, I am not dying. This is my unfortunate. So, O Advaita Acharya Prabhu, O Nityananda Prabhu, Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramanand, Rup Sanatan, you also be merciful to me. I want to die and come to you. Friend, please sprinkle your mercy, causeless mercy. I am waiting only for that. And he began to sing this kirtan in such a way that all were moved. Thousands and thousands of persons, they began to weep, sing this kirtan. And they realized, and oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at last, at once came with Nityananda Prabhu and all and began to dance and sing this damaged all, wonderful. And after a moment they saw that nothing. Again they are crying.
Bhajan ini dinyanyikan oleh Srila Narottam Das Thakur.
Because he realized the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he realized what is Krishna Prem, Gopi Prem, Srimati Radhika Prem, and he realized how much we are debted to Advaitacharya Nityananda Prabhu Sarup Namodar Raya Ramananda, who played with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are all with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all. So now he is realizing that what is Radha Prema, Krishna Prema. And they have brought here in this mortal
world.
So we are so much lucky and fortunate. But we are not fortunate on the second hand, because we are not at that time. So he is realizing, and he is feeling so much separation, and he is bitterly crying. He never cried for his mother. He never cried for his wife. He has no wife, no children. He has given up all his wealth, everything. Why he should be for worldly these things? Nothing. No lamentation for him. Only he cried for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna Prem, Advaitacharya and all. So, if a disciple realizes this, then he may cry for his Gurudev, otherwise he will not cry. A boy, a son, or daughter, or wife weeps for husband, father, mother. Why? When they were baby, when they grown up, they supported and nourished in all ways. A mother, how supports his son, you know, daughters, gave him always trouble, taking trouble. In midnight, the child may weep, and he will not be silent for so many. If disease comes, ill comes, a stool coming, passing, no harm. Always kissing and doing. Anyone cannot do. So if a son and daughter are not crying for his father and parents, they are useless in this world. But even this is useless to weep for them, if you will realize Krishna Prema, that our Guru has given this Krishna Prema, and what is Krishna Prema, if you will realize, then you can weep. That it is more than Chintamani, more precious than jewels, lakhs and lakhs jewels. Whole world cannot be whole. If we shell whole world, this Chintamani cannot be bought. And if lakhs and lakhs Chintamani will be sold, even not Krishna Prem, a drop, a sprinkle will have. So, if anyone disciple realizes this, then he can weep for Guru. He can weep for Param Guru. He can weep for Rup Sanatana Sarup Namodar Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, otherwise not. It is not an ordinary thing, it is not a toy like this. So we have seen our Gurudev weeping so much bitterly for his Gurudev. I have seen Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swamiji, and he wrote me letter that we were weeping when we heard that Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj has left this world. And he made a poem from Sanatana Goswami slok. And when he after that met me, then he was bitterly crying. So they can. So we should be qualified to know what is Krishna Prema. Who is Krishna, who is Radhika, who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Gaudadhar, all. What? We have been benefited by Sarup Namodar, Raya Ramananda and Rupa Goswami, then we can weep for them, otherwise we cannot weep. So we should realize who is our Gurudev, what he has given us, and how much we have been benefited by this. then you can realize the mercy of Gaur Govinda Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, like Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. Otherwise, we can. And this can be known only in the association of high classes of Vaishnava, those who have realized all this. Otherwise, we will be always in third class bogus Kanishta Vaishnava. Nothing more. Quarreling among
each other
and losing your time. So we should realize what Gaur Govinda Maharaj has given, what Swami Maharaj has given, what our Guru Maharaj has given, what Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Swarup Damodar, and try to make your life successful.
So,
in brief, that when Swarup Goswami left this world, when Sanatana Goswami left, and before that all the associates and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also left this world. Only Jiva Goswami was there, and Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, and Radhakund, and he was feeling so much separation more that he was always lamenting, taking nothing, day and night, weeping. And he wrote a slogan. Goshtam
sunyayate
goshtam grindram ajgarayate
vyagram
tundayate
kundam
jivatu rahasyame. Oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed away. Gadadhar Pandit also, Swarup Damodar Raya Ramanand, to whom I have taken ashray, the lotus feet of them, I had ashray of all. All went, Advaita Acharya, and all went. Now I came to Vrindavan to die. But Rupa Sanatana accepted me and get their lotus feet as a ashray. But now they have also passed from. What to do? Now how can I
keep my life?
This whole ghost means Nandagaon, Varsana, Radhakund, all, they are looking like sunya, zero.
Void.
Giri, Giriraj, Govardhan, like
Python.
And this kund, very kund, which I have tackled shelter, now it is like a tiger's mouth. Where should I go? How I can keep my life? I cannot. And he was rolling down here and there. Why? He realized the mercy of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and all Swarup Damodar. We cannot do like this. We can weep for our husband, wife, children, and all of us. If 100 rupees note is lost, then we can, very deep, so busy and weeping. But not for them. So, I know the backbone of bhakti is Guru Nishtha, Guru Bhakti. I know Gaur Govinda Maharaj has taken birth in a very renounced and very pure Vaishnava family. Also in a Brahmin, cultured Brahmin family. From boyhood, he was brought up on in a Vaishnava family, like Vaishnava culture. He used to do chanting, Harinam and all these things. In his house, his father was Vaishnava, so always kirtan and all things was there. I know their guru also. They were from Navadvip and anywhere. So, this boy was brought up in a very Vaishnava culture and became Vaishnava.
His name was Brajabandhu.
Brajabandhu. Very good name, Brajabandhu. The, what, Bandhu?
Friend. friend.
More than friend.
Bosom friend.
Bosom friends. Of Braja. Who is Braja? Who is Braja? Krishna is himself Braja. With Srimati Radhika. So friend, bosom friend of this
divine couple.
Divine couple. And I know that he was admitted in school, after school, upper schools and college. Very learned person. When the moment of ISKCON, by Swamiji was going on here, there, I don't know how he met Swamiji, but he met Swamiji. I know that not occasionally, but for impression. He had some impression of Vaishnavism, that is why he met him. And he gave up all his things, his father, mother and everyone, and took sannyas from him. He first met on the disappearance day of Swamiji in Vrindavan, where I was, by his order, Swamiji order, I was giving samadhi to Swamiji. And all were, all important and senior,
prominent
disciples of Swamiji were there. Big gathering was there. We made first there. We had not so much talk, only Dundavat Pranam he did. I also did like Pranam. And after that we met somewhere above in Vrindavan. And he came to me at Jagannath Puri when I was there. Very recently, not so much day. And he talked so many things, what was going on there. There were, sir, also problems, he told me, the problems to me. But after some time, 1 year before, he went to Mayapur for the gold festival, Jan Mohotsav. And in Mayapur, he
departed.
Yes. All were so much moved. A disciple became so much upset. They began to cry and weep. So many prominent leaders of his disciples went to Navadvip, where I was, and they began to weep and tell.
Console them.
Don't cry and weep. You should know that he cannot die. Vaishnav never die. Any conditioned soul even not die. So how a Vaishnav can die? He is always you and protecting you. You should realize by your bhajan. And I am ready to help you in any way. I am available. Without any gain or anything. Then they went. Perhaps by his order, some temple is going on, or it has been in his birthplace, perhaps in Gopalji temple. I want to help in any way they want, without any gain. Because he was my friend. Swamiji has told me to help all the devotees. And for that is why I have come. Not to any other reason. So my offerings to his lotus feet, today in the lotus feet of my Gurudev,
Sannyas Guru.
Appearance day has gone free.
Yesterday.
And to the lotus feet of Param Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, for his appearance day today. So many pure these have come together. So we are lucky. So I'm offering, and you should all, after that you can offer. I think that it has time to take Mahaprasadam.
Yes.
Or if you want to glorify your Gurudev, you can glorify, or you can go also have a meeting in evening. for 2-3 hours and you can discourse and you can glorify your Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada and all this. So what you want to do now? We will give Pushpanjali and Arti. Yes. And after that you should do. So we should, you should tell something what I told. Stories of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, because today is appearance, his day. He took birth in Puri and how he preached all over the world. What was his characteristics? What are his teachings? We can discuss there.
Gaur Premanande.
Dan mungkin petang ini kita bisa mendiskusikan ataupun mendengarkan sedikit tentang lila dari Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Beliau lahir di Jagannath Puri dan bagaimana beliau mengajarkan ke seluruh dunia dan sebagainya. Dan tadi juga beliau menyarankan setelah acara berikut ini, setelah ini kita akan mempersembahkan bunga Pushpanjali kepada guru, kemudian kita arati guru puja, kemudian prasad, dan guru Maharaj akan meninggalkan tempat ini. Kemudian beliau menyarankan